President Bush's emergency plan for AIDS relief anticipates providing drugs for up to 2 million people over the next 5 years. That would go a long way toward meeting the World Health Organization's goal of treating 3 million people by 2005. But the goal would require that the cost of treatment be kept at $300 a year a patient. And the only way to do so is with inexpensive generic drugs. A meeting in Botswana this week, sponsored by the U.S. and the WHO, is examining the safety and effectiveness of generic drugs. Critics say it's a ruse to protect the brand-name drug industry. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
In countries in sub-Saharan Africa, the cheapest, most widely used anti-AIDS drugs are 2- and 3- drug cocktails that come in one pill and can be taken twice a day. They're called fixed-dose combinations. They've been a godsend for Dr. Eric Gomer of Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders. He works in a township of about 1 million poor South Africans just outside Cape Town, where more than a fifth of the adults are infected with HIV.
Those numbers force you to simplify as much as possible. We need to have every single clinic being able to deal with those things. And certainly not doctors, because there is simply no doctors available, but nurses being able to say to the patient, listen, you take this pill in the morning, this same one in the evening.
We have the highest respect for what these organizations are doing, what Médecins Sans Frontières and others are doing.
Dr. Mark Dybul is the chief medical officer for the president's Global AIDS Initiative. Dybul says he would like to be assured of the quality of fixed-dose combinations. They are made by manufacturers of generic drugs, not by brand-name manufacturers who won't share compounds and put them in one pill. Even though generic fixed-dose combinations have been approved by WHO, Dybul says that's not good enough for the U.S. government.
It's not that we don't think the WHO system is sound. It's that we need to see the data ourselves.
He says that if it turns out the generic compounds are not the equivalent of separate brand-name anti-AIDS drugs, there's a greater risk of treatment failure and drug resistance.
None of these programs are out far enough to tell us whether or not the risk of resistance over time is higher in these individuals. This is the precise reason we don't use 2 drugs. We use 3 drugs in combination, because early on we treated people with 2 drugs. Most of them did very well for the first 1.5, 2 years. It wasn't until after that time point that they started having problems. And that's our concern. And then it's going to be too late.
But Gomer of Doctors Without Borders says taking all the required pills is one of the main safeguards against resistance. For the poor in rural and urban areas, the fixed-dose combination is key to that.
I'm convinced that the biggest danger for creating resistance is that patients take a sufficient dosage or start to select among them pills. That's the main reason, and it's a bit the irony, the main reason why we insist so much.
In fact, having a simple fixed dose may explain why the poor in sub-Saharan Africa are better taking their medicine than AIDS patients in North America and Western Europe, and therefore have less drug resistance. Dr. David Bangsberg of the University of California, San Francisco, has compared drug resistance in patients on the streets of San Francisco with Ugandans. And in Uganda, he says,
most patients have never seen HIV therapy before, and their virus is quite sensitive and likely to respond well to therapy. Every study that has looked at how well patients are adhering to their medications in sub-Saharan Africa has found exceptional levels of adherence and near complete viral suppression.
At a time when it's estimated that 6 million people in developing countries need treatment they can't get, Dr. Bangsberg says the issues raised by the Bush administration are misplaced.
The choice is between generic therapy and no therapy. And we know what the natural history of HIV is in the absence of therapy. It will be important to monitor the outcomes of hundreds of thousands of people, but for every day we delay introducing therapy, those people will die.
Over the next few days, groups like Doctors Without Borders and members of the President's Initiative are meeting in Botswana to discuss setting up a system for determining the safety and effectiveness of fixed-dose combinations. The Bush administration insists that won't delay treatment while this issue is being resolved. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.